All right, Debo, say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off Mashal Ma Dova Doma. Two paragraphs up from the bottom. So you remember Yonabos that he was talking about the contrast between modern psychology and what he calls Torah psychology. So in modern psychology, the whole idea is to build up the individual by everybody telling them essentially that they're good, everybody reminding them that they're special, and over time a person begins to go ahead and believe that. Now, whereas of course we all agree positive reinforcement is very important, his whole shita is that true uplifting of self-esteem or true establishing of real self-esteem comes from within. So he gives a mashal. He says, "Mashal ma'adav adome." Let me give him. This is actually a very beautiful mashal. Adam yesh lo biyad yahalom sheshaviyav masayim alef dollar. A person has in his hands a jewel that is worth you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, $200,000. Masayim alef dollar. Ki adua kol yahalom. It's no every jewel. Every jewel, in order to really reveal its full beauty, it has to be polished. Right? So, you could have a jewel that's beautiful, but it has to be cleaned, it has to be polished. Otherwise, again, you can't see the full radiance and beauty of it. So, again, remember, I find this jewel. What happens? It's worth a couple hundred thousand dollars. So I bring it to my friend, the jeweler. If my friend is a real expert, what is he going to tell me? He's going to tell me, "Zeu yahalom miuchad. This is a very special jewel. Nadir biofyov. It is spectacular. Spectacular in its beauty. Rak tiltash oso, tilatish oso, v'nitein yihye limkar oso b'shuk tumuras hon toavos. Yechatfu oso. But my friend, the jeweler, tells me, listen, you have to polish it. You have to polish it. You have to clean it up. And if you clean it up, you will be able to sell it in the marketplace for incredible, incredible amounts of money." Last paragraph, page Kuf Yud Ches. V'hine, Amad Adam Sheinenu Mismatzei Kol Kach. So what happens? Me, I'm a pretty simple guy. So I'm not exactly well-versed in the art of selling jewelry. So I say to myself, you know what? L'shem Malach Alelatish. So let's say, again, actually the way he's literally saying it is that on one hand, I'm getting advice from my jeweler friend, and my jeweler friend tells me, listen, here's what you need to do in order to sell the jewel. You need to polish it. You need to make it look beautiful. But someone else is standing there who doesn't know jewelry as well, and he says, why do you have to go through the whole process of polishing it? Because remember, polishing the jewel could be an incredibly exhausting process. There could be a lot of schmutz, there could be a lot of dirt, there could be a lot of steps. So another guy who's standing there hears this and says to me, why do you have to polish it? Yeshna efsharos latov esaya alom, be'ezot sipui. I have a better idea. You could simply wrap up the jewel in some type of nice wrapping, ulamochro imat sipui, and just sell it nicely wrapped. Belila his amitz ubelila hashkia. So this other guy tells me, you know what? Why do you have to go through the process of polishing it? Just what? Just get a nice box. Just get some nice wrapping paper. Just wrap it up nicely, and that's more than enough. Put it in a nice box, and that'll show everybody, oh, something really beautiful in here. What do you have to go through the whole process of polishing the jewel for? Just wrap it nicely. Kilomar. Lakacha says, kola yahalom. Essentially, whereas the first piece of advice that I'm being given is clean up the jewel, and the jewel will yield you incredible bounty. The second approach is saying, essentially, hide the jewel. Hide the jewel. Just wrap it up behind some nice wrapping paper, a nice box. You don't have to do any of the hard work. That's why when you want to sell the jewel and someone's looking at the jewel, they won't see the jewel at all. The only thing they'll see is the wrapping paper. Top of Kof Yutes. So Moshe is a very profound mashal. He says, Kishem Sponim, when we contemplate, Zo Bidyuk Hashita. This is the very reality with which we often contend with. Lochim ben Adam, Shametzius Ha'amitis Shalom Tov Mo'od. We take a person whose essence is truly good. essence is truly good. Ella, sheyish alav levush shebechal kohura. But rather, what happens? This very good person who has a wonderful neshama happens to have some levush, happens to have a few layers of clothing that are not so positive. Sigim shetzarech lahachnia ulibadam ulahavdilosam. He has negative things that he has to somehow again conquer and ultimately separate from him. Uma osin. And what do? Amenas livnos lo tefisa shaltov. Anachnu nosim lo gibui chevrati. Tadmit chiyuvit mehahorim. Lakachnu adam tov. Shiyesh bo sigimra. So we'll say, listen to this. We take someone. Gibui chevrati literally means like a friendly ape. We take him and we transform him into something that he's not. He says, "Lakachnu adam tov sheyesh lo sigimra." We go ahead and we take a good person who has some negative things. Atafnu oto oso b'ma'atavas. We wrap him in wrapping paper. And look what he writes over here. V'hare lano bon bonaira. So what's bon bonaira? So bon bonaira, I'm assuming, derives from the bonbons. Bon bonaira is mainly for a box of chocolates or a box of sweets. So right, bonbons. So you know what do we do? So remember, what he's saying over here is, everyone agrees that we have to try to build up the person. That's our goal. Our goal is to build ourselves up so that we feel positive about who and what we are. Positive image, positive self-esteem, positive sense of self. These are all necessary, indispensable things to being successful in life. But he says, so often what we do is, we tell a person they're good, positive, reinforcing, all these different things, but we don't tackle the core of the issue. We don't really get to what it is that really builds positive sense of self. So what we do is, we take a jewel, which is the human being, we're each the jewel, and instead of polishing it in the way that it needs to be polished, what we do is what? We wrap it up nicely. We put it in a nice box, so it looks beautiful. It looks beautiful, but what's the problem? The problem is, it's still not polished. The problem is that once you take off the wrapping and once you open up the box, you still have a diamond that's surrounded by coal, right? You still have a jewel that's surrounded by the schmutz. You still have the silver that's surrounded by the tarnish. See, he says, so you have a nice box of chocolates. You wrap it up nicely. It looks very beautiful, but you have not polished the jewel. Zos b'makom legalos lo miu be'emes. So often what we do is we build ourselves up in all of these other ways. Again, positive reinforcement, telling ourselves over and over that we're good, other people telling us that we're good, but at the end of the day, we never do the real hard work of trying to figure out who and what we are, this self-exploration. Ein tzorech lishtamish in dimuyim shel shichnua. Ha'emes hi ha'edus hatov bios. And the truth is, we don't even have to give any more mashalim. We all know this to be true. Hi ha'shichnua hatov bios yeshiyachol yios, ki zo emes, ve'emes teitzei la'ar. Im la'adam yesh basis pashut shalamuna babori olam. If a person has a very simple foundation of faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'hu ma'amin sh'atora emes, and he believes that the Torah is true, hu muchrach gam lahamin al atzmo, he has to believe in himself as well. U'be'emes muskar lo rak al atzmo ela kol yoshei tevel, and it's not just himself, it's in all mankind actually, sh'abasis hu tov, tov mo. So we'll say what the Mecharek comes out of here is the following, that the reason why often we miss the mark in building our self-esteem and building our sense of self is because we go about it wrong. That often we go about it through external means of trying to change the packaging. That's what we do. We change the packaging. We put in a nice box. We put on some fancy paper around our sense of self. But we don't really build from within. Why? Because often we don't know if there's really what to build from within. But he says, a person who has a basic emunah, and I also remember, what's the basic emunah? The basic emunah is that I've learned Sefer Bereishis. And what does it say in Sefer Bereishis? Vayara Elokim es kol asher asah, v'hinei tov ma'od. That, by the way, includes me. That includes Adam. So what that means is, at my core, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he's giving me a shtempel, he says to me, I am tov ma'od. I am tov ma'od. But what about the fact that I do all this negative stuff? Okay, I have to rectify that. There are negative things that are settling upon me. There are negative articles of clothing that are wrapped around my neshama. But I am tov ma'od at my core. I am good, and no matter what I've done in life, that core is still there. I have to access it. I have to find it. I have to uncover it. I have to rectify the negative stuff also. But at least here's what to build. So again, he's just proving this point that in order to really build positive self-esteem, it can't be anything external. You have to start from within. And starting from within means a basic recognition that at my core, I am Tov Ma'od. Let's go back to a little bit.
It's not clear what the box or the wrapping paper is, though. It's just what external praise.
The box and wrapping paper, all the different things. Praise. That correct. Correct. It's external praise. It's, you know, often when people want to change. When people want to change. So what do people do? We mentioned this last night in the Sefer Sharm Shi. What do people want to do? People take on things. Take on things. You know, I want to be a better person. So what do? I'm going to say an extra 5 kapitlach of Tehillim every day. I'm going to daven with more kavana. I'm going to give extra tzedakah. Now, those are all wonderful things. Those are all great things. Those are behaviors. Okay. Those are behaviors. So that's wrapping paper. And again, I'm not discounting it, obviously. It's very good. It's very important. But that's a beautiful box. And that's a beautiful wrapping paper, which is very nice. Which is very nice. But you have not addressed the core. I'm sorry?
Like the jewel in the box. It would be a nice jewel and a nice box.
And we'll see. That's going to be the goal. The goal is, you know, if you take the beautiful jewel and you just, you know, hand it to someone, that's nice. But if you have the beautiful jewel and you have the beautiful box and the beautiful wrapping paper, it makes the gift also correct. Barsha, come on. That's where we're headed.
And what about the people that are evil to their core? I
mean, he will suggest,
in the world like
no, there are not people that are evil to their core. There are people that choose not to access their Tov. They just simply choose not to access. I mean, remember, Bayar Lakimas Kashar Savini Tov Ma'od is humanity. Humanity at its core is good. Just many people make a conscious decision not to access it.
The Gemara talks about people that are evil.
But again, that'll be people who make bad decisions, who choose not to access their Tov. Again, remember, his whole foundational argument is people at their core are good. All people at their core are good. Shaila is what you choose to do with that inner good. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up a minute session page called few tests. The concept of Ra comes from people who actively choose not to access good, not to access their Tov. That's Ra. Ra is committed by people who choose actively not to be good. Ra is the absence of Tov.